The much-loved agricultural show is back in many cities and regional towns across Australia, but for how long? After pandemic shutdowns, the amusement industry is now grappling with a public liability insurance crisis. And on the eve of the election, the industry has accused the Morrison government of reneging on promised support. Cathy Van Extel reports.
The din of Sideshow Alley is part of the soundtrack of many Australians' childhood. But this weekend, the screams and laughter will be silenced at the 9 agricultural shows open in Queensland and New South Wales. For 15 minutes, rides will come to a standstill as part of a campaign to highlight an insurance crisis caused by a mass exodus of public liability insurers, forcing premiums up by more than 300%.
I've got the giant Ferris wheel, 35-metre Ferris wheel, the extreme freestyle ride, which is 40 metres tall, and the Rockstar, Dodgem cars, all the kiddie rides, variable games, you know, like all the favourites, laughing clowns and food and all that sort of stuff. COVID's really, really, really knocked us around bad, and we've finally just got over that and got back to work, and now we're struggling with insurance now.
On Saturday, third-generation showman Les Chipper-Chant will be stopping his rides at the Orange Show in central west New South Wales.
To let people see this is what it'll be like without shows at the ride. You know, there'll be no atmosphere, no music, no screaming. You know, we come to shows, we put smiles on people's faces.
The four companies providing public liability insurance all left the market during the pandemic, leaving operators with no options at all. Now a UK insurer has come in, but Chipper-Chant says sky-high premiums are unsustainable for the industry.
Astronomical. We're talking in, you know, I pay a couple hundred thousand bucks insurance a year. It's nearly to the point where it's unviable and we can't keep passing them on to the customers, or they won't come to the show and can't afford it either.
Has there been a price adjustment because of this?
Yeah, like we've had to put some rides up, you know, a dollar each and things like that, but we try not to, but you've got to make ends meet and be able to pay the staff and expenses and earn something for yourself to live as well.
It's not only Sideshow Alley in trouble. Rising premiums are also crippling businesses like trampoline parks, ice skating rinks, bowling alleys, go-karting, theme parks and family entertainment centres. The Australian Amusement, Leisure and Recreation Association first raised the issue with the Morrison government in March last year, seeking a $5 million loan for a discretionary mutual fund which provides insurance-like protection to its members. ALARA President Shane McGrath.
To their credit, the Morrison government appointed the Australian Small Business Ombudsman to look into the industry and they encouraged us to develop a report and conduct a feasibility study, and we spent $50,000 of member funds with our partner Aon, who conduct, you know, 1,300 of these insurance vehicles, these discretionary mutual funds worldwide. That DMF model is working very successfully in Australia. You know, our local councils operate under a DMF, and certainly the major restaurant groups, the motor trades. So it's a proven model that works when insurance market becomes hard for particular industries. So the Small Business Ombudsman was appointed, and on the 6th of December, the Ombudsman released his report, 42 pages, that said the show must go on and that a DMF provided the best strategic long-term solution and encouraged the Morrison government to develop a funding mechanism which would allow the DMF to get off the ground and save an industry.
Shane McGrath says the industry was expecting the funding in the March budget and now feels betrayed.
You know, we'd been led to believe that this was looking quite positive, and were devastated when we didn't receive the phone call and the budget was released.
What does this say then about the support of the Morrison government for small business?
We feel as though we have been taken for a ride by the Morrison government. We've jumped through every hoop. We've committed $50,000 of member funds to undertake the feasibility study. We've been led down the garden path. We've got the result and the tick of approval from the Ombudsman. And unfortunately, the Morrison government has decided not to back their own report.
What are the ramifications of this?
The campaign title is No Insurance, No Show. Those events, those festivals, those venues, those theme parks, those agricultural shows are compromised.
Spiralling insurance costs are already forcing operators out. About 20% of the 460 members of the Australasian Showman's Guild are sitting stagnant because they can't afford the premiums. Others are only insuring some of their rides, leaving others idle.
Even your larger operators are only insuring a portion of their fleet.
Guild President Aaron Pink is a fourth-generation showman who, along with his son, operates Dodgem cars, games and children's rides.
The amusement industry employ over 7,000 employees up and down the East Coast. You know, you're probably talking of $1 billion in turnover and revenue. You know, we move around. We go from town to town, so we're like a small community. Everyone's got to eat, live, and we've got vehicles that need to be maintained. So we do that as we travel. So we certainly contribute a lot of money throughout the regional towns of Australia.
Fellow showman Chipper Chant fears for the future of his business and his way of life.
Our fear is having no insurance and not being able to operate like we always have, and we'll have to, I don't know, sell up and get out of the industry and do something else, I suppose. But let's just say this, we'll be definitely a lot more people on the dole.
Show's running your blood, really. It must be devastating to think that
you
might
have
to leave.
Yeah, well, basically, born and bred doing this, and so was my father, and so was all my children, and they're following on. Like, my son's here setting up the Ferris wheel now with me at Orange Show. It's not just a business to us, it's a way of life.
And what would agricultural shows be without the amusements?
They won't survive because, one, we draw people through the gate, and two, financially, we pretty much, help the shows a lot too.
Third-generation showman Chipper Chant, who owns Chant Entertainment, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel. And RN Breakfast sought a response from Assistant Treasurer Michael Suka. In a statement, a spokesman says the government is considering the recommendations of the Small Business Ombudsman on the most appropriate mechanism to support the industry. According to Shane McGrath from Elara, they've been told informally by Treasury there will be no support.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.